Joining us today, we have Joe Hannon with the Durango Herald and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. Coming up soon, we have the quarterly revenue forecast, and a lot of lawmakers are waiting to see what that is. Bills are in limbo, if you will, budget bills and a lot of other bills that ask for state money pending that revenue forecast. But this week, we have seen a lot of bills. Some of them were pretty controversial, and I know both of you covered many of them.
There are lots of health-related measures that are pending right now. The Senate is in the middle of debating a proposal to ban all youths under 18 from using a commercial tanning bed. Senate leadership has said they don't think that survives the Senate. Cancer activists don't think that will survive the Senate. But that could be a big change. We're one of the very few states that allow children in tanning beds without any limitations. There's a proposal to make it harder to keep your kids without getting vaccinated and still going to school. You can't just sign a form and say, I oppose. You have to watch a video about vaccinations and that kind of thing if you want to keep your child from getting vaccinated and still send them to a public school. It's a really emotional issue for a lot of people, and that could take a lot of time that has nothing to do with the budget.
There was also a hearing on a bill that would ban smoking for people under age 21. Currently, the smoking age is 18. Joe, in that committee, they actually ran out of time and weren't able to vote on the measure.
Yeah, and the reason was they spent five hours on the floor of the House arguing over a symbolic resolution on whether or not the U.S. Congress should raise the minimum wage. A resolution of the state legislature has about as much influence in Congress as my breakfast table conversation, but they got into it for 5 hours over whether words on a paper was going to help low-wage workers or destroy businesses in Colorado. It will do neither. This past week was kind of silly season while we're waiting for the really big stuff to happen, which is figuring out how much money the state has to spend. All indications are there's going to be slightly less money than everybody was thinking we had.
And Kristen, do you think when lawmakers are dealing with those hard choices, do you expect most of it to fall along party lines? Or do you think there will be a lot of intra-party fights with, you know, a Democrat wants more money for schools, someone else wants more money for flood and wildfire relief?
We're going to see a lot of intra-party violence. The biggest one is a big decision waiting for the Education Committee. They are going to decide an enormous package of spending for schools. A lot of Democrats disagree among themselves how much money should go to schools, whether they should add on some additional requirements for schools.
And crucially, whether there will be strings attached to that money. You see school districts in this state that are in open revolt against the legislature saying, look, for the past 4 years, you've been cutting our budgets, and you've left it up to us to make the hard choices on what to cut. Now you're going to give us money and tell us how to spend it. From the legislature's point of view, they say Colorado voters have said loud and clear they want accountability from their school districts. It's a big fight. Somebody is going to walk away as a loser, and everybody's going to walk away with hurt feelings.
That was Joe Hannon with the Durango Herald and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
Capital coverage supported by Pikes Peak Center, Colorado Springs. Presenting an evening with Garrison Keillor, the ambassador for Lake Wobegon. Tickets now on sale at all Ticket West locations or PikesPeakCenter.com.